Great. We're recorded. So our topic today is, it's a book. I'm doing a book review, and it was a book I wanted to review with you late last year, and I never got a chance to, so because we had so much a year end, and then we came into this year with the great incentive, and I want to make sure everybody's up and running on Punta Cana, so they're all, you know, making sure they're winning that one. A year ago, in February, I was at a convention of professional network marketers, and one of the speakers was Sarah Robbins, and she was so cute, and she was so young. I mean, less than half my age, I think. No, probably half my age, right around that. Anyway, but she was so sweet. And when she got up on stage and she talked about her passion for children, and she's building orphanages in India, and I was like, oh, my gosh, do I like this lady. I mean, I always look at where are people putting their money, right? And I don't, you know, if you want to buy a car and you want to buy a bigger home and all those things, that's up to you, and that's fine. I don't come from judgment. But the people that most attract me are people that are going to be out there to change the world, because we have so many issues everywhere, right? And here's Sarah Robbins, a girl that just turned 30, and she's out there, and she's making six figures a month in network marketing. And she was a kindergarten teacher, and she was shy. She didn't like to talk to people. And she was out of the Michigan area, and she was thought maybe she's going about to, because of all the downtrends going on in Michigan, this is back in 2007, 2008, 2009, right, you know, and the whole economy's collapsing, and she's thinking, I'm about to lose my job. And so she stepped into network marketing. And by the time she was 29, she was making six figures a month, not a year, a month. So is this incredible, right? So this gal, I'm listening to this story, and I'm going, okay, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I've been kind of following she calls herself Rockin' Sarah Robbins, you know, network marketing rock star. She all this rocking out stuff is maybe a little much for some of you, but cut through it. You know, it's really, she is who she is, and she's doing a great job, and she's helping everybody now. She's become this universal figure in networking, kind of like this powerhouse gal who's just trying to help everybody be great. She's done some social media trainings, how to market on your website, you know, and social media, Twitter, all the different things that she does and how much time she spends on that and how she does it. One of the things I like about Sarah is she gives scripting for almost everything she does. And the more here I am, I got the presidential, silver presidential, and I didn't even believe in scripting. Well, today I'm a script monster because, you know, probably the reason I didn't believe in scripting is because I was a lawyer. So being a wordsmith was something that came natural to me. But I realized that every single time, even when you guys educated me, my Monday calls are always, inevitably I'll say something on my Monday call and somebody will pipe in and say, could you say that again, Mary Jo? Could you say that slower? Could you type that up and send it to, you know, and it's like, hey, you guys, come on, get this, just speak, you know. So I'm sensitive. I finally have, you know, shut myself down and said, you know, Mary Jo, not everybody speaks like you do and can come up with words so easily. So I really am big into scripting. I think giving people, especially brand new people, giving them some ideas about what to say, how to say it, and educating them in that direction is awesome. So Sarah's the same. She believes the same thing. She knows that people come in shy and bashful, more like her, so she has a much greater sensitivity than I ever did towards it. And she recently wrote a book. It's called Rock Your Network Marketing Business. Now, I'm not going to tell you this book is the genius book of the century. And all of us probably, if we go back in our history with networking, I don't know how many of you are brand new. There are probably some people that are brand spanking new on the call this morning. There are other people that have been in network marketing for 12, 15 years. There are people that have been in Manatech longer than I have, because this is open to cross-line everywhere around the world. But the intriguing thing is that when I look back at my network marketing experience, I remember the first few months I was doing it, I was a total obliterated failure, much like Sarah talks about her story. And then all of a sudden, I went to a training, and I found out about a couple things. Number one, I needed to be submissive. I needed to learn from the masters, because I was thinking I was so bright that I didn't really, you know, I could figure this out, because I'd watch people walk across stage at I went to one convention, and I go, if they can do it, I can do it, right? With all my intelligence and my, you know, background and my college experiences and being a lawyer, clearly I could do it. Well, of course I couldn't do it. Well, of course I could do it. I had more drawbacks than most people because of all that background. But I didn't see it that way. I was more arrogant. I wasn't humble, and Sarah's really clear about humility. And so it was about sitting back and saying, okay, I'm ready to become, I'm educable. I'm coachable, educable. I need to learn from the masters. When I did that, one of the first books I read was John Kalinch's book, How to Be the Best You Can Be in MLM. And that book I've given out to hundreds of people. I love the book. The intriguing thing is that when I talked to Lydia about John Kalinch's book, she said, you know, Mary Jo, that book did nothing for me. It was a little too high-powered, a little bit too... She says, Sarah's book is so basic, and it's concise, less than 100, or just about 100 pages. She loves Sarah's stuff. And then she looked at me, and she said, Mary Jo, do you think there are more people in this world like you or more people like me? And I go, I don't know, probably like you, Lydia, because there are more people don't end up in law school with all those degrees and everything, right? So maybe this is a book, but understand the opening premise here. I'm not recommending you buy this book. You can get it on your iPad or your iPad. You could buy it yourself. I'm recommending, number one, that you get something to help people start, because there's so much in a book that you can't teach somebody just one-on-one. So giving them something like, or getting them to read Sarah Robbins' book or something like that is just—it's incredible, because she really, my whole experience about reviewing her book and reading it was, wow, this is stuff every brand new person ought to get, and I'm not sure it's not good for each one of us who've been in it even for 5 or 10 years to review. So let me just run through what Sarah Robbins' book goes through, and you can decide whether it's something for you or not. But it's a beautiful thing. And it's a lot easier to coach somebody if they've read this and got this basic material down. It gives a lot of scripting in there as well, languaging, so people can be comfortable with that. But Sarah Robbins is incredibly positive. She's an incredibly positive person. She's about building, going forward, building the best business, achieving your dreams, and she loves this model. She's absolutely all in when it comes to network marketing. And so all of us need to learn from that as well, because some of us that have been around for a while, sometimes we get tainted by some opinions that people express. And I just go back and I say, you know what? I share my faith every day, and there are people that are believers and people that are not. But you know what? No one robs me of my wisdom in that area. Why do I allow that to happen around network marketing? It shouldn't, should it? And that's the question to ask yourself. If you're allowing people to shift your attitude towards what you do, or to be ashamed or to look negative at it, why are you allowing somebody else's opinion to control you? We choose how we be, right? All right, so let's talk about it. I got to run through because it's a pretty massive outline, but it's pretty simple material. It's just, and I wanted to try to cover the entire book in the outline for all of you, and I may not go through every bit of it. We'll see how far we get, but we'll try. But let's talk about the first thing she talks about. She talks about demystifying the big build. She talks about her whole story about, don't think that people are born to be in this business, because she was a total failure, just like Mary Jo. She fell flat on her face. She failed forward is what she did. But she said, most important, be coachable. She was kind of a girly girl. I didn't cry when I was in my network marketing business in the early years, because I didn't cry much about it. I cry more for other people than I ever cry about my own situation. She cried a lot, was very shy. Of course, shy wasn't my thing either. But she was willing to learn, like me, be coachable. It took me to fall on my butt so long before I said, okay, I'm going to become humble and I'm going to learn from the masters. And that's when the John Kalinch book came into my life and played a critical role. That was an unbelievable book for me, and still is. Reading books about our profession taught me the beauty of it. Notice what she said. She built her belief system about network marketing from reading books of masters. So it was great. So they just, and she learned one thing: top earners leveraged their time and built tremendous income by building a team. That's the number one thing. So understand that. The top earners leverage their time and build tremendous income by building a team. The minute she read about all that, she said, I'm shifting. She was before just going out marketing products. She was just selling products. So she had she was like her own retail store. And, of course, you're never going to get the six-figure income on a monthly basis by being a retail store in network marketing. No one's going to do that. If you want to build a monstrous interest, it's going to be by using the most important part of the networking industry, which is called leverage. So she decided, I'm going out and I'm going to shift. She went from shifted from product sales to power prospecting, and it made all the difference in the world for her. So she says, first define what prospecting is, because some people stumble in that. It's a process of talking to a lot of people, hundreds literally of people, in hopes you find some interest in joining you in your business. Always remember, it only takes a few. I remember Kevin Robbins teaching the deck of cards, and what you're looking for is the aces. Well, the problem with that is that I love the deuces and the threes and the fours, too, because I love all people, so I didn't like that analogy. But I will suggest that's a good analogy in terms of thinking about building that team. Don't look at everybody as a business builder with you who's going to join your team, and don't be discouraged if they don't, because every single customer is a diamond for you. It's a diamond. That's a diamond. Just like Sharon going to this bridal fair, she's not going to necessarily find business builders there, but if she gets 250 leads and she says she gets 20 of them signed up as consumers and they consume the rest of their lives, those are diamonds. That's cash flow that just generated right into your life every day. And then you can get referrals from them and you can blossom from there. But every one of them is a diamond to you. So look at it. But the other problem with the deck of cards and finding four aces is I don't think there are enough cards in the deck to find your four aces. In other words, don't think you're going to find four aces in the first 52 people you talk to. I would say maybe it's going to be 200, 300, whatever. It takes a lot of people to find somebody who wants to do this business because not everyone has a vision. Not, you know, how many people do you find every day of your life that are totally positive and can't wait to move forward and create something better in their life and are just joyous and love people and have a great sphere of influence and fit all those characteristics you're looking for in a business builder? You might find one every 6 months. So don't have this huge expectation around that. Start with the fact that you're out there and I'm going to find as many consumers as I possibly can, asking if they want to join the business, but maybe not all of them are suited for it. But keep working at it. That's what she continuously says through her book, never quit, because it only takes a few. I love this analysis. Put this up on your board. This is a great one to put on your computer. If you knew you had three gold bricks in your backyard, would you continue digging for them? Of course. Well, that's the knowledge you have about your business builders and partners out there. You know they're out there, so keep digging for them. They're there, and they are three gold bricks for you. The cure to what ails you and your business is your own personal activity, and we can all say, you're right about that, Mary Jo. And no, it's Sarah's statement, and she's absolutely right. She has a rule, 5 contacts per day keeps leads coming my way. Always work the numbers. Always work the numbers. That's why we have activity trackers. That's why we tell people, what do you want to make a minimum activity? Commit to activities. You can't always get the results you may want, but you always can perform the activities, right? And then you build on skills to be better and better in doing those activities, and all of a sudden the results will start improving and improving. But you got to start with doing the activities, because if you fail the activities, you fail automatically. So you don't sit back in your house and wait for people to show up at your front door, right? You talk to everybody, right? And your 5 contacts a day keeps leads coming my way. So it's up to you. You choose what that looks like for you. Number 2, power of our profession. She really went into it and said, you know, we just got to, you have to build a belief in your profession. If you don't believe in your profession, you ought not be in it, because then you're not going to ever be able to market it, right? Because you're committing fraud. You're out of integrity with yourself. And never would I ask somebody to do that. So when I find somebody in my organization who's negative about network marketing, I go, why? I start asking them, why are you doing this? I mean, great, you love the products, consume them, but, you know, do something different. I want you to fall in love with what you're doing. I love with what I'm doing because I can see what it's done with other people. I have people in my organization today that are in the ministry because they did Manatech as a business and they created enough income so they could go into the ministry work. That was their whole goal. Those are beautiful stories. So it may not be your end result, but it's a means of getting there. So she said 7 key issues building your belief. Number 1, it's a brilliant business model where instead of investing in advertising and celebrity endorsement, companies invest in our success. Number 2, it allows us to leverage integrity of big brands and the time and talent and resources of major corporations like Manatech. Number 3, startup costs are low. Number 4, it's a simple business model that doesn't require a college degree, overhead employees, or a brick and mortar shop. Number 5, it's a scalable business. 6, it's just plain smart. 7, the Direct Selling Association recently celebrated its 100-year anniversary, so it's a tried and true business model. There she goes, those 7. 7 key things. And she says, understand and be able to communicate the many incredible benefits. Her 4 major ones that she talks about, it carries little or no risk, right? Because you really have a very low upfront cost. There's no barriers to entry, so it carries little or no risk. There's no experience necessary. It carries many incredible benefits, such as freedom, flexibility, financial opportunity, fun and friendship. And it has unlimited opportunities of growth. So talk about those. Those are the things you want to share with people when you talk to people. And that's your industry. So be secure with that and love it. Fall in love with that. So we hope offer hope and freedom to those who join our business model. And, of course, with Manatech, you have a whole other tier we add to all of that. Not just is it an incredible model, but we have the M5M going on as well. But let's not forget the underlying model works. Preparation, think like a CEO. You are a CEO, now what? Develop an entrepreneurial mindset. This is crucial for all of us. I think there are a lot of people that get involved in network marketing, a lot in my downline as well, that they get involved and it's a hobby for them. And so what do? They create hobby income and they complain about not making more. And I go, it's your choice. If you're going to run this as a business, then you need to think like a CEO. You need to start shifting into being, I'm a business owner. Manage your expectations, your emotions, and your time. Most important, expectations, your emotions, and your time. Because success always starts with you. And as a network marketing professional, we take responsibility for our own actions. Whenever there's a problem in our business, the first thing you do is look in a mirror. Absolutely. There's the problem, there's the solution, right there. You can work your business. I love this one, too. People can work part-time, she says, or full-time. She suggests at least 10 to 15 hours a week or don't bother because she says you'll never get anywhere if you do less than that, and that's her opinion as a successful networker. But she's also, she says, you can work your business part-time, but not sometime. How many on this call can honestly say, I work my business sometime? What does part-time versus sometime mean? It's whether you plan your time or not. Sometimes mean it's a seat of the pants. I sometimes do it, sometimes don't. I just do it whenever it becomes convenient for me. I don't have a schedule. I'm not planned. It's not purposeful behavior. You must be purposeful and must be prepared. Okay? Very critical. And you got to do the 3 major things, which is basically sharing your business, sharing your products, inviting people to try, following up, signing people up, and getting them started. That's what your whole routine is. And she talks about staying out of the starving baker mode. Does anyone know what the starving baker is? It's really quite intriguing, and some of you might relate to this. Imagine there's a brand new, beautiful bakery built right down the road. The aroma of the fresh pastries fills the air. This is where hot, delightful treats are served all day long. You go in. This baker is brilliant. You order your treat and watch as the baker does his thing. It's a magnificent watching. He does everything himself. He cleans the tables, tends the cash register, bakes the good, greets the guests, right? You start to notice that he's surprisingly thin. You begin to think, he's so busy baking for others, he's forgetting to eat. He's starving himself. Are you that starving baker? Most of us are so busy that we fall into starving baker mode. We get so wrapped up in our jobs, our problems, the house, the errands, everyone else, that it's just we need to pause, hit the pause button, and start feeding ourselves. Take time for professional and personal growth because it provides nourishment for your soul and it fuels our minds. That's why you're on the Monday call. This is time for you, right? But that's starving baker mode, and you can relate to that. We let the world, I call it this. We allow the world to control us instead of us controlling our world when truly you are in control. When you abdicate control to the world, then you've given up and you become ripe and rotting instead of green and growing. So stay in the control mode and stay in the green and growing mode. And that's what she highlights tremendously. So you can go. You only can go as far as you grow. I love that statement. That's a great one. You can put that up as well. So wake up every day and feed your mind. She worked harder on her self-development than she did on her business for a time. I did the same thing. I dedicated endless hours. I was in Clemmer. I did tons of Clemmer work. I actually became almost a semi-facilitator for them for a short period of time because I just fell in love with the work so much. And why did I fall in love with the Clemmer work? Well, because it totally changed my life. It transformed me. I shouldn't say it did. I chose to be transformed, so there's a choice in there, because I've seen people go through Clemmer work and come out the same they were before they went into it, because it was their choice. They weren't going to become vulnerable. They weren't going to humble themselves. Trust me, when I walked into Advanced and somebody told me they're building my statement, my affirmation statement, they said, vulnerable. And I go, vulnerable? I just looked at somebody and said, ugh. I'm a lawyer. We aren't vulnerable. That's a horrible thing to be. Well, that's where I was. I thought vulnerability was horrible. Today I love it. I think vulnerability is brilliant. It allows other people to pour into you. It allows you to be open to hear and open to grow because you're vulnerable. And some of us, you know, there's so many, I could go through massive shifts. Each one of the events had massive shifts in my life. So at least I could think of three or four most critical things out of each of the events, and they totally changed my life. So it's about dedicating time and energy around you and growing you, because if you don't grow, your business won't grow. Is exactly what Sarah says. You can only go as far as you grow. So why would you stop growing? Some of us are mad to get to presidential, and then we stop growing. If you stop growing, your business stops growing with it. Your why must make you cry. We all know that. That's a huge one. But you need to draft a compelling future for yourself and spend a few hours doing it, so it's not about, 5 minutes to have your why on a piece of paper. And don't work with people and ask them to do that in 5 minutes either. It's not fair to them. Short-term goals, critical, because that's how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. And you want visibility, dream boards, things like that. Number four, promoting products. She talks about the critical importance, and it's for us too in Manatech. She does a skincare product line. Ours is develop a healthy-sized, happy customer base. So that means that we want a large customer base, right? A large customer base that is happy. It's critical for our success, especially us in Manatech today, because we make 20% off of all those members, and we can get tons of referrals. We can build our business around it. It counts as a leg as we grow our business. You could actually become a presidential without signing up one associate. All you need is 3 member legs. It's 3 legs. No one said there's any requirement around having an associate to become a presidential director, right? So it's just to go out there and build a healthy customer base. A lot of huge, large organizations, whether it's Wendy Kramer or it's Jeff Allen or it's, whoever else, the Haveners, they have a lot of independent business owners that are selling just a little bit. They're out there selling it. So there's a lot of people out there consuming the products. Her concept is lead with the business, default on the product. Why? Because remember under one in the outline, she said what? She read books and books about her profession. They taught her the beauty of it, and she learned from the top earners that leverage was where it all is. So she shifted from product sales to power prospecting. So she leads with the business, defaults on the product. How to get great customers, she gave a whole list of these. I typed them all out for you guys. Most of these you can just read through. There's lots of them in here. I'll highlight one that was new to me, which I think is a cute idea. It's not my style, but it might be yours, and it surely works for Rockin' Robin, Sarah Robbins. She said once a quarter her local team and did friends, family, and customer appreciation events. In the evening, they would do cocktails and conversation events. If it was during the day, they would call them coffee and conversations. Sometimes they would even host a luncheon. We would focus on sharing customers' testimonials, highlight new products, do fun games and drawings. And, of course, they mentioned the opportunity and shared the business success stories with their friends and family. She said they packed the room and always had tremendous results. So think about that. Why not have a cocktail and conversation event or a coffee and conversation event? Invite friends, have everybody bring a couple of friends with them, and just have fun, games, socialize, share the stories, share everything, and who knows? No pressure situation, just a fun event. People are always looking where they can go and socialize and have fun. So I have never done that, but it might be something that we pick up on. She gave some language about that. Leave those you bump into through lifestyle marketing. I love to do this. Today I picked up on some of her language. I'm at a grocery store. I'm out shopping. Whatever it is, I can, hey, great service. Do you love your job? Super. And she has another, she goes, you know what, I'm expanding my business in this area, and I'm looking for people with great customer service skills, and I just think you fit the bill. Would you be interested in looking at it? And then you give her a card or get their information, say, great, let's get in contact. And then she hands them her phone. She says, are you on Facebook? And she gets them to type in. So they're on her Facebook page. Become a friend. And why does she do that, people? She does it because how many people you follow up with tend to not show interest, maybe the first or second time? Well, when she can capture them as a friend on her Facebook, guess what they get? They get to see Rockin' Sarah Robbins on her Facebook. They're now friends. Sarah posts 2 to 3 things a week about her business on her personal Facebook page. But over the years, these people come back and say, you know what, I've been following you, I met you in the store, and she says, I think I'm interested in what you suggested. I've been watching what you're doing. See what happens? You may not attract them, but you attract them accidentally. Isn't it a wonderful thing? As a byproduct of your postings on Facebook, you get new business builders. How many of you are doing that? Okay, so maybe you're not collecting enough friends on your Facebook, so that's another thing she does. Facts tell, story sell. We know that's the language, but again, a brand new person doesn't understand this. Continual follow-up is key. I love their language. Treat them like royalty, and they will give you loyalty. That's about developing a great customer service program. Great. Referrals are critical, so develop that business as well. Power prospecting, she talked about that. Take the pressure off. I loved her concept that when you're out there prospecting, meeting people and trying to find people, take pressure off of what you're doing. Some of you go out and go, I don't like to talk to new people. I had somebody go out and talk to new people for like the first time in probably 30 years. She went out and did it. She sent me, I won't mention who it is because we don't do that on this call, but she sent me an email and she said, I talked to this guy and then I talked to him again and then I shared again and she said, I got back out to my car and there's this, I got his information, I gave him mine, and there's this triple X message that he left. And I go, well, maybe we got to be more selective in who we share with. But I said, never happened to me in my lifetime. But I mean, what a crazy thing to happen when a person just is stepping out and sharing again, right? I mean, you never know what you're going to get. But you can really a little bit more selective maybe and kind of, read people a little better. But it's great. All I did was reinforce her. I said, go find 10 more, right? So go out and share with everybody. But it's about, think about it, when you're out there, instead of thinking about your prospecting, don't walk into a mall and go, I'm going to go prospect. Go out in the mall and think about, hey, I'm just sharing and inviting. I'm sifting and sorting. When you look at it that way, it takes a more of an intriguing posture. It takes the pressure off of you because you know that probably 90% of the people you run into are not going to be interested. That's okay. You're out there presenting an opportunity to people. You're sharing and inviting. And it goes back to the analogy we've heard many times. If you were serving people, which is what we do, in a coffee shop, and you went up to them and say, would you like a cup of coffee? And they said no. Would you go into apoplectic shock or total devastation because somebody rejected you? They didn't reject. They just didn't want the cup of coffee. Of course you wouldn't because you were in a sharing mode. But somehow you, when you get out there prospecting, when you get so overly sensitive to somebody who says no. Big deal. They can't see it. They're not in the looking zone. I love that looking zone analysis that Beau Short did. Whatever it is, get out of your own way. Quit being so self-centered to think it's all about you, because that's where it starts. We just focus on us. It's okay. People will not see it. I have people all the time that don't see it. I have some of my best friends at church. We approach somebody there. Oh, I'd get that taken care of by bat. You know, just shut me down like, and I go, okay, thanks. Doesn't bother me. People have choices to make. They're going to make good and bad choices. It's not my issue to, I give them the freedom to make their choice because I know that's what they have. And trust me, I love people who make choices. It's better than people that are meandering generalities and let the world choose for them, right? So everyone fits in your business, every single one. Oh, another typo. Sorry, kids. I'm just getting bad at editing my own paper these days. Okay, everyone fits in your business as one of three C's. A consultant, for her, that's Sarah's business. For us, it's a champion. They're either a champion, a customer, or she calls them connectors. They're people you get referrals from. And if everyone knows 250 people, think about it. If everyone knows 250 people, if you just find 4 people as connectors, now you have 1,000 people to connect with. That's wild. right? And if each of them know 250 people, I don't even want to tell you what the astronomical figure that is, but you can multiply that out, right? 1,000 by 250 would be 250,000. Yeah, that was easy to multiply because it's 100. 250,000 people within two steps of you, right? Wow. So where's our problem? Our problem is in our own head, right? It's in our own head. Where do you find people? She gave a whole laundry list. I've put it out here, and I'm not going to go through all of it because we don't – well, I guess we have a little bit more time. But you can go revisit your customers, revisit past prospect and business partners when something new comes out, especially like when youth came out. Look at how much reactivation we all did, right? Go through your phone and Facebook contacts. I wanted to share some exciting news with you. I started a new business, and it's growing in your area. Could we meet for coffee so I can pick your brains? How simple is that? Their languaging is so easy. It flows. It's not pushy. It's just right. It's just there. Use third-party validation. Lifestyle marketing, I preach and teach on that all the time. I do it every day of my life. Parties, virtual parties, social media, networking groups or chamber events, regular events, any events, like any event that comes up. So it's not just chamber events. It's any event. Christmas parties, seasonal events, Valentine's Day events, you know, whatever is going on. People who provide you services, everybody in your life that provides you services. Like Lydia's got our woman at the post office on youth skincare now. Our mailman, you know, I love it. I have a gal, and she goes, Mary Jo, I got our mailman started, and then he quit. He not quit taking the products, he quit being their mailman. And she goes, I looked at the upside of that. He's still taking the products, and now I have the new mailman starting. That's great, isn't it? So you want your mailman to quit being your mailman because then you can get somebody new to start on the products as well. Traveling, wherever you go, you're always expanding your business in that area, right? Everybody's always expanding your business in that area. That's the language you use. I'm always expanding business in that area. And then you have creating your list. Write down every person that comes to your mind. Use Memory Jogger. That's where we start. Power presenting. Sometimes we forget that. When you're presenting, doing a presentation, people like to know about you. You don't focus on you, but stories sell. So develop your own story. And that's why we work so hard to help people have a great first month story so they can share their story. When you don't help people have a great, what do they share with new people they're trying to bring on? They don't have anything, nothing exciting. So you get to talk about your story. Who you are, why you were looking for an opportunity, how did you find a business, what results you have seen or hope to see, right? You don't have to have experienced great results. And what has excited you most? Like what are you most excited about accomplishing? Like that end goal, the why out there. You know what, I love this business. You know, I was looking for something that was meaningful, that would satisfy my need to do a mission and do charity work, but at the same time provide some income to my family, and I came across Manatech. It's the perfect business to do that. A friend of mine introduced me to it, and she's dynamite as part of our team. And so far, I've started making some income, but my goal is to get to this. I want to be responsible. Instead of my husband, I want to be responsible for building my kids' college education funds, and I'm going to do it through this business. Wow. That's a powerful story, isn't it? Now, did she have to make $1 million before she shared that with anyone? No. It's about what she's doing. That's her goal. And she's saving kids' lives. She gets to throw an M5M in there as well. So those are the kind of things you want to put together. Develop your story because that story sells. The 5 P's in presenting, she said, 15-minute presentation or 3-way call, partnership, talk about your company, why you joined, discussing the benefits, the products, share your own results and market potential, the programs, share what support they will get from you and from the company, pay plan, you want to get into a little bit of how they make money, but she doesn't want to talk real dollar figures, dimes and cents, but she talks about the process of how the pay plan works, the fast start, the long term, you know, medium goals, long term goals, and that's great. And then positioning and timing. She always concludes her presentations with urgency. Create urgency. That's a big one, something I forgot and I got to add back into my presentation. You couldn't have picked a better time to hear about this, right? Great. And always share from a perspective of why your prospects benefit and why it's great, how they benefit from it. Always get something, either business, customer referral, or a no, and add them to your newsletter or Facebook to return to them later. Follow up from time to time. So you either get a business partner, a customer, a referral, or a no. But all of them are valuable. Every one of them are valuable. Power close, she says it's important for everybody to and be able to answer three basic questions. What does it cost? Her set answer is all of our getting started options are basically less than X dollars, and you leverage the credibility and resources of our entire corporation. So you see, it's a cost benefit that she throws out there. I like that idea. She compares it to what they get. And you immediately talk down the cost objection by talking about your fast start programs. Like we can talk about ours, how you can make $773 in your first month. All you need to do is find four partners. And if you work at this, wow, you can find four partners. Look at your contact list. How many people do you know? 1,000, 2,000? Four partners. And you make $773 in your first month, right? So you can talk about the fast start program. Yeah. How does it work? What would I be doing? It's simple. We do two things. We promote award-winning products and a life-changing opportunity. We could, and that's what she says. You could say in ours, we could say the same thing, but we could promote breakthrough scientific, nutritional products and a life-changing opportunity. She keeps it simple. We'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful. It's simple and super fun. How do I make money? Give a quick overview of the bonuses, the core compensation. Know how to respond to typical objections. Too busy, don't have time, don't have money to get started, I'm not a salesman, I don't know any. Those objections are classic objections. But you know what? When I read Sarah's book, I sat back and I said, I don't have this typed up anywhere for people to learn. Because your brand new person doesn't know how to respond to that. So what a beautiful benefit to put that on a website or teach people or put it out there. I do have in my Manatrain website how to respond to objections. That's really old. It's probably 7-8 years old. So I might do another one or at least type it up and get it out there so it's there available. But I think it's important. I know how to respond to all of this, but a brand new person doesn't. So important that we get that information out on how they can respond to that. It just see how great reading this book was for me. It was just highlighting where I'm falling short with my team. Power start, effective enrollment, and duplication. Duplication is where the magic happens, meaning getting them started with a system that they can duplicate with their new builders. Systems are critical. What do you do? Do all of you have a system where if you start a new business builder, you have a system that they just fall into where getting started, your why, setting goals, how do they train on the products, educate them on product? Do you have that available? If not, if you don't have a system, the problem is that you're not going to find business builders because inherently you don't know what you do with them once you found them. And they're not going to be turned on because they're going to feel the same way. What do I do when I find a new person? So you want to have a system for people. And she said classic getting started list, contact list, why, goal setting, core activities, three-way calls, those kind of things. And she talked about daily activities, and we have a weekly action tracker now that I put daily activities, at least three contacts a day. The 5-3-2 program, a lot of you have heard some programs about there, how to be successful in this business, and one of them comes from Joe Rubino. He trains people on using a 3-2-1 method, which means three prospecting conversations per day, two follow-ups, and one call to a team member to help them take their business to the next level. But with Rockin' Sarah Robbins, she, of course, says, 5 calls a day keep leads coming my way. So one of her organizational members that she found, who works the business part-time, developed and trained her team to use the 5-3-2 method, 5 contacts per day, 3 follow-ups with prospects, and 2 calls to your team members. She began earning a 6-figure income a year alongside her full-time real estate career and her young family. I'd say it worked for her, right? Yeah. So 5-3-2 is 5 contacts per day, 3 follow-ups, and 2 calls to your team members. You decide what that looks like for you in terms of what you're doing, but make that happen. Those are the commitments that need to happen in your life and your new people's lives for you to be effective. Preparing yourself to lead, she talked about leadership as well, and of course the leadership, 10 E's. The first one was kind of cute, 86, that means deep six, but 86, the ego. Humility is a requirement. Come from submission to learn from the experts, right? Just like I said about me, I had that problem myself. Don't compare yourself to others. Always be willing to learn and grow. And then she just lists the rest of them. Exude energy and excitement, encourage, engage your team, educate your team, equip your team. Encouragement is important. Ethical leaders go the distance. Lead by example. Endure, endure, endure. Those are great 10 E's. You can use that in your own. And then I put one of the quotes out of the book at the end because it's so powerful. I loved it, so I wanted to share it with all of you. Power of belief. And Sarah says this, it takes time and money to pursue many of our life passions. Network marketing can be the greatest vehicle to provide the time freedom and financial freedom necessary to live a life you love. Your dreams, desires, and passions were placed in your heart for a reason, and I don't believe there's a dream or desire in your heart that cannot be fulfilled. It doesn't matter where you are now in your business, your dreams can be realized through this vehicle. You just have to remain coachable and committed. You can never give up. So thank you, Sarah Robbins. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I sure did. A lot of it, some of you are going to say, Mary Jo, that's basic. But I'm telling you, some of the basic things we just leave behind. And we need to resurrect those and put them back in front of our face because they're not just important for us, but they're important for everybody that you're bringing on board. So any feedback, anyone find? Any last minute before we hang up for the day? Okay, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and make it happen. It's a great week to have great differences in our lives. Start applying some of these basics to your life and create the greatness that you have and fulfill those passions and desires in your heart. I know you all have the capacity to do it. It's just stepping up and making it happen. Okay, love you guys. Talk to you next Monday.